Baby, we should start every morning like that.
Yeah, Jeannie. Mm. The way you were yelling my name, the neighbors don't need no alarm clock.
Quiet, Martin.
So what's up, boo? What you gonna do? You gonna get your head out?
Martin, why do you ask? You don't like it?
No, Gina, ain't that. It's just that it's all over the place, that's all.
Well, baby, if you weren't so busy running your fingers through it, it wouldn't get all messed up.
Oh, well, Gina, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit a sore spot, baby. I changed the subject. You still going shopping today?
You don't like my clothes anymore?
Baby, you being paranoid over nothing. What's wrong with you?
You know what? Ever since me and Pam went to go see Waiting to Exhale, I haven't noticed.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn nothing, Martin. I've noticed that you haven't been appreciating me like you used to when we first got married.
Gina, I love you just the same as I did when we first got married. If not more, baby.
Prove it.
You want me to prove?
What are you...
All right. There it is. I proved it.
Proved it how?
Gina, I just kissed you. Your morning breath is smelling like old Timberlands.
What's up? What's up?
Always in my refrigerator, man.
Cause you be having the bomb snacks, yo.
For real. Well, instead of going through my refrigerator, you need to be out looking for a job. Didn't you get fired from your last one?
True that, yeah. But listen, man, every time I hear about a job, right, that was when we come down there for an interview. Like, I got that kind of time to waste.
Well, they hiring down at my job.
How about hooking a brother up, Tommy?
Well, it's as good as done.
Tommy, how you gonna hook a brother up with nothing?
Look, I will pick you up on my way to work. Then you make sure that you're wearing a suit, a tie, and a blindfold.
Bet. Okay, bet. Now, if I get the job, maybe we can all go out and celebrate tomorrow night.
Nah, not tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, I'm having dinner with Jim Bozak and his wife.
You having dinner with Mr. Jim Bozak from Big Bozak Productions? That brother is large.
Word up, Martin. What you having dinner with him for?
Well, he's producing this late night talk show and he's looking for a host.
Yeah. Right. But don't you already got your own talk show?
Yes, I do, Cole. They need to give you your own talk show because you talk too damn much.
Right, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, Martin. Hope you did your homework, man, because Mr. Bozak ain't no joke, man.
Well, neither am I, Tommy. They say he like to give his wife anything she wants.
Uh-huh.
All I got to do is flatter, and I'm in there like swimwear.
All right, good. Well, it sounds like you got it all worked out. Okay, I will see y'all on Saturday when we come over to watch the basketball game, dog.
Tommy, check this out. What? Now, about that job, right? Finding blindfold, that ain't gonna be no problem at all. Where the hell am I gonna find a suit at?
Cole, try the short and thick men's store.
Yeah.
Right.
But you have something in your size. Now step.
Gina.
Yeah?
Don't you need to go home and get ready for that dinner with the Bozaks tonight?
Yeah, girl. I'm just checking out these new fashions. You know what? Sisters today just don't care. Look, everybody's running around half naked.
That's the style if you single.
No, girl, that's the style if you stank.
Wait. What you so interested in fashions all of a sudden for?
Well, I'm trying to get Martin to notice me.
What are you talking about?
Lately, Pam, he hasn't been complimenting me like he used to. You know, all he wants to do is hang out with Tommy and Cole all night.
That doesn't mean anything.
Oh, it doesn't mean anything?
No.
Well, check this out then. Check this out. He's wearing new cologne.
Damn it, call Johnny Cochran.
Yo, Pam, you think he's seeing somebody else?
Gina, your mind is playing tricks on you, girl. Shorty Doo-Wop loves you.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. You're right. I'm bugging. I'm just going to be myself.
Be yourself.
What you think I should wear tonight, girl? Heels, flats?
No. Whatever you do, do not wear heels. You want Martin to look like your husband, not your son.
That wasn't funny.
Dress yet? Come on, Gina, we got to go.
I'm almost ready.
How are you almost ready and you ain't got on no clothes, Gina?
Martin, I couldn't decide which one to wear. Which one you like? This one, this one?
I don't know, Gina, whatever.
Martin, which one?
Wear that one. That one looks good. Wear that one, Gina. We're running late now. Come
Martin,
on, baby.
You didn't even look.
I don't have to look, Gina. I trust your judgment.
Oh, really? Well, what about this, baby? You like this on me, honey?
Oh, yeah, wear that one, Gina. That's the ball.
Martin, it's a blanket. You didn't even look at the outfits I tried to show you.
I'll tell you what, Gina. Why don't you bring both of them? Halfway through dinner, you can change in the bathroom. Now, come on, baby.
My brother. Why you wearing new cologne?
The same reason you're wearing two dresses. Now, come on, baby. I'll meet you in the car. Let's go.
Whack it.
Thank you.
Thanks for pulling my chair out for me, Martin.
Oh, my bad, Gina. I wasn't even thinking. Let me get that for you, baby.
Baby, I'm sitting already. I'm sitting.
Then what are you complaining about, Gina?
You have ignored me all the way over here.
Gina, how can you say that when we've been arguing all the way over here?
That's because you haven't been paying me any attention, Martin. What is it? What is the problem? You're not attracted to me anymore?
Baby, please. Gina, you are so fine to me, I don't even notice other women.
Hi, Martin. We're the Bozaks.
Damn!
Gentlemen.
Well, you know, I got to look out for the ladies, and you are most definitely that. Oh, excuse me. This is my wife, Gina. Gina, this is Mr. and Mrs. Bozak.
Hi, Gina.
Please,
how are you?
Just call us Jim and Lena.
Please.
Okay. Lena. Now, is that like Lena Horne?
Yeah.
I bet you could sing a little something, something, huh?
Yeah, a little.
And my wife is right about you. You're just what we need for our show. You're natural.
You get home, that's his natural ass.
You say something, baby?
No, I was just saying that I can't wait for the natural to come back. You know, perms are too hard on the hair. You know what I'm talking about, girl.
Yeah.
Elena, when it comes to dressing, my wife can throw down.
Oh, Martin.
But that dress you got on? It's straight out of the magazine.
Oh. Well, thank you. I made this myself.
And this is nothing. No, Lena designs all her own clothes. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about opening a boutique for her.
Her own boutique? Hmm. Won't that be a little expensive?
Well, hey now. Money is no object where my wife is concerned. Her every wish is my command. Ain't that right, Lele, huh?
Yes, it is, Binky.
Who the hell is Binky?
It's just a little nickname I have for Jim. Don't you have any names you like to call your husband?
Oh, yes, I have a lot of those. And believe me, he'll hear them later.
Gina, baby.
Yes?
Did you hear what she said? She makes her own dresses, baby.
It looks like she hasn't finished working on that one.
Gina, you ain't got to get no attitude. Lena, do you think you can hook my wife up with one of them dresses?
No, thank you. I mean, thank you. No, thank you. No, that's
really not my style.
So, Martin, I heard that when it comes to talk shows, flat out, you're the man.
So you like to watch the show, huh?
No, but my wife is a huge fan. And whatever baby likes, I like.
That's right, Martin. I told Binky just how funny you were.
That's right, she did. So, come on, man. Say something funny.
Come on. Say something funny.
Oh, wow. You're going to put me right out. Yeah.
All right. Something funny.
I just got it right. I
told you, baby.
Gina, is there a problem?
Look, can we order? I am really hungry. I'm ready to eat. Can we do that, please?
Good idea, Gina. Starve. Martin, you suggested this place. What would you recommend?
Well, the chicken sounds good.
Well, in that case, I recommend the stuffed breast. Oh! My bad. That's my bad.
And in your case, I recommend the raw steak for your eye, because you're going to need that.
Gina, can I holler at you for a minute?
You sure?
Hey, Gina.
What?
What is wrong with you? You are not acting like yourself.
Look who is talking, Dr. Giggles.
Baby, come on. Look, this is the most important dinner of my career. Don't you want to see me get ahead?
Yes, Martin.
All right, then come on, baby, give me that smile. Come on, baby, the pretty smile. Come, bring it out. That's my girl. That's my girl. Come on, baby. Yes. Yeah, but...
Is everything all right?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine. Ain't that right, boo?
Yes, that's right. Everything's just peachy. Yeah, I just have a slight headache, that's all.
So, Martin, where did you say you were from?
Well, I was born and raised here in Detroit. And yourself?
Well, I'm from Long Island, and Lily here's from Ohio.
What part would that be? Cleavage? I mean, Cleveland, Ohio.
Excuse me, I have to use the ladies' room.
Oh, wait a minute, girl, I'll go with you.
Trey,
freshen up.
Say, Martin, is everything all right? I mean, Gina seems a little disturbed. You're not in the doghouse, are you, man?
Nah, man. Gina's fine, you know. She just got a little headache. Everything be cool once we get home. Yeah, everything be cool. Come on, Gina. You know I can't sleep on no couch with my bad back.
Oh, really, baby? Then why don't you go see a chiropractor in Cleavage, Ohio?
That's Cleveland, Ohio, Gina. Cleveland. This don't make no damn sense.
Let's toast to a very sexy new friendship. Why don't you wait right here? Just you just keep looking good. Now, what is it?
Hey, Pam, look, I gotta talk to you right now.
Now is not a good time, Gina.
Excuse me? My brother, look here. I got to talk to my best friend for a moment. It's real important, too. Look, I'm really sorry the date went so badly. She'll call you, though.
What the hell? I was just about to get me.
Pam! Talk to you about Martin.
Well, what is the problem?
Pam, something's up with him. I know it.
Oh, we know it ain't his height. That was funny.
You be serious for 1 minute. Just 1 minute.
All right, what is it?
Look, girl, we went to dinner last night, right? Martin didn't pay any attention to me, but he was surely sniggling, giggling, cheesing all up in Mrs. Bozak's face.
Well, what does the heifer look like?
Exactly. She ain't all that.
Well, what are you worried about then?
I'm lying. She was beautiful. She was bad, Pam. She could be Miss USA.
Dang, that's
that's messed up, G.
Oh, Pam, and you know what the worst part of it all is? Pam, he didn't even apologize to me yet. Pam, all he is interested in is watching that stupid basketball game with his friends. I think I'm losing my fire, girl.
You know what you gotta do, G? You gotta fight fire with fire.
Girl, what do you suggest?
Well, I don't know why you're going through all this trouble for an elf, but what you need is the Pamela James Uptown Makeover. Take my hand. We going to get hoochie-fied.
Man, these college basketball players got mad skills.
Yeah, these young boys play like the pros. I bet they get paid a grip.
Nah, Carl. It's college. They don't get paid nothing, man.
Now, you see, that's exactly why I didn't go to college, okay? You hear me? I mean, after all that hard work, the last thing I'm gonna do is work for free.
Cole, use a mind.
No, I know, but don't let him get to you, man. Cole, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. If you had a damn mind to waste.
Well, now, Tommy, I didn't waste my mind when I got that job yesterday, not did I?
wait a minute. Somebody actually hired you?
Oh, yeah, I got a job working with Tommy.
Working with Tammy?
Yep.
When did you start, Cole?
I don't know.
Where's the office at, Cole?
I don't know.
Well, what do you do, Cole?
Same thing as Tommy.
Same thing as Tommy?
Yep.
And you ain't got no job, man.
Hey, wait a minute. Speaking of jobs, Martin, how'd that dinner go?
Tommy, you ain't heard?
Mm-mm.
I'm like a man smoking at a gas station.
What'd that mean?
I'm about to blow up!
Hi, everybody. Martin, I brought you some snacks for you and your friends to watch the game.
Thanks, baby.
Oh, he just dunked it. Tommy, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. You see, Gina? I don't think you've ever seen her quite like this before.
You know, you guys could just throw this right on the counter, right here.
Gina!
What the hell are you doing? Have you been drinking?
No, Winky. I just came from shopping.
Who the hell is Winky?
None of your business.
Okay.
Where you been shopping at, Gina? The Soul Train garage sale? Watch out. Put this on. I say put it on.
Martin.
What the hell are y'all looking at?
Can I get you guys anything?
Yeah, kick down your sister's digits. Martin, your wife is the bomb.
Buckwhite, you checking out my wife? Y'all checking out my wife? That's it. Halftime show is over. Y'all got to get out. Get to stepping.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Step. Yeah, that's right. Get to stepping. Come on, man.
Sway. Right. Step.
Get the moving. You're going too slow.
Now move.
Come on, Buckwhite. Move, man.
Get out of here. That nonsense.
Ooh, how dare they?
It's wrong. Just straight up.
You know
wrong.
That ain't right.
Cole, that goes for you too. And take Peeping Tom with you. Step. Step.
Oh, man.
His step.
Martin, what's the problem?
What's the problem? You're the problem, Gina. Coming up in here wearing all that nothing.
Oh, really? Well, when Miss Bozak was wearing nothing, you thought she was all that, Martin.
Oh!
Oh, yeah, remember!
Oh!
Remember?
Is that what this is all about, Gina?
Yeah.
It ain't like that, Gina, okay? I was just doing that to get on Mr. Bozak's good side.
So Mrs. Bozak doesn't do anything for you.
Gina, please. Baby, I like my woman classy. Not showing all the assy.
Martin, sorry.
Come on, baby, look. The only reason men like that go for women like that is because they insecure and need somebody to make them look good.
Is that
right, Martin. Well, I guess this doesn't make you look too good now, does it?
Mr. Bozak. Mrs. Bozak. How long y'all been out there?
Long enough to know that you're not going to be the host of our new show. This was your contract.
Come on, Binky, forget about him. He wasn't that funny anyway, and he's much shorter in person.
Oh. You gonna let her talk to you like that? I know you ain't gonna let her talk to you like that, Martin.
Hey, well, you know what? You know what? My wife may not have all that fine body like you. And it is fine. But at least she keeps it real. At least she keeps it real. What? What I do now, Gina? Oh, baby. What is this love thing all about? My damn contract. Gina? If you let me explain, okay, there's more than one kind of fine, baby.
Then you should be just fine sleeping on the couch.
Damn. Once again, I'm on the couch. And I pay the bills up in here, Gina. I pay the damn bills up in here. Mama. Oh, no, not tomorrow, fellas. All right, ready?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we come.
Oh, damn, sorry, not tomorrow, fellas. Hey, that's my time. Don't worry, I checked it out. Oh, man, please, neither am I. All right.